If, like me, time is important to you, then it's time you discovered My Allianz, a free online insurance service for Allianz Direct customers that lets you manage your policies 24/7. You can use My Allianz to view your policy details and documents, make a payment, request policy changes, even notify them of a claim and track its progress. There have always been lots of great reasons to choose Allianz. And now there's another one. My Allianz.
Get a home or car insurance quote at Allianz.ie or call 014 48 48 48. Take control of your insurance with My Allianz. Allianz PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Standard acceptance criteria apply. Calls may be recorded.
Vivian Trainer here, asking you to support the volunteers from the Irish Kidney Association during Organ Donor Awareness Week from the 2nd to the 9th of April. Do you know the organ donation wishes of your family and friends? Please ask them and remind them of yours. For organ donor cards, free text the word donor to 50050. Thank you.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Oliver McCabe, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good indeed. Oliver, what is happening next Friday? The second year of what?
It's a workplace well-being day. So it's to promote productivity and happiness in the workplace.
Okay, to promote productivity and happiness in the workplace.
Throughout Ireland.
Did it work as well last year as one would have hoped? And is that why there is a second year?
Oh, big time, yeah. I think it brings a lot of awareness to the workplace and to promote health and well-being through various events. There's a great website called nhfireland.ie where you can get a lot of creativity and awareness to events if you don't have that yourselves. And it comes from like companies or partnerships or sole traders. I'm a sole trader myself. And it's about coming up with simple ideas and possibly using local resources like to put on small events. It's on a Friday. It's April the 8th. Like, so when you're using local resources, you're talking about maybe getting a local dietitian in. Yeah. Or a nutritionist or a chef to create a meal or with dietitian or nutritionist to talk about the importance of breakfast or lunch in the workplace. And just simple things like that. It could be, for instance, just taking someone out for lunch to a healthy restaurant or cafe and surprising your employees as well with putting on an event. You could bring in a local personal trainer. You could bring in a local Zumba teacher. Just to put on a one-hour fitness class, because this all brings motivation to a business. It brings self-awareness. It just brings more productivity, and that's why it's been so successful.
Okay, well, now, from your point of view, there's a particular side to it all, because the Fuel Food Cookbook is what I have in my hand here.
Fuel
Food, indeed. And, I have Fuel Food here in front of me, so I may be eating throughout this, and you can explain what it is let's just take a look. At like your side of it, what you're trying, like, it's about improving employee health through promoting better nutrition and physical exercise as well. You're on the nutrition side probably more than anything else. You are Select Stores, the Whole Foods shop, is that right? Since the family set it up in the late 1950s in Dalkey in Dublin.
That's correct, yeah. My parents came from Cavan and they met in Dunleary and they started a corner shop in Dalkey, which was a fruit and vegetable shop, and they built it up over the years becoming a general store. And they worked hard. They were grafters. They were working 6-7 days a week. They were working 16-hour days. They always had a meal on the table at the end of the day. A three-course meal is what existed back then. You had your soup, and then you had your roast and your three veg and your dessert. And we always did our homework in the kitchen. That's where I was inspired to get into food. My mom was a passionate chef herself. And she got me back from Australia in 2001. She came over and she wanted to do something different with the business, and so did I. And we turned it into a health food store, and we would have been one of the first with a juice bar making healthy juices from our fruit and veg that we had in the store. And that's where we became successful. Our business went up to 100% overnight, and we created a lot of awareness. I went out and I studied nutrition myself in Wicklow and the Irish Institute of Nutrition and Health with Richard Burton, and that gave me great gravitas to know what was in whole foods, fruit and veg. And unfortunately, I've had my own struggles with food as well, Dave. I'm very much an emotional eater. When I'm unhappy, like, I lost.
Well, hold on. Back in 2009, your mum had a stroke, and you kind of let's put this as nicely as possible. You let yourself go.
I let myself go. Like I was looking after my mother and making sure that she was eating well, and I kept while she was down in St. Michael's, who did a great job. But you still have to go in and make sure they're okay, and for their own sake as well. And then for two more years, she was in Donnybrook, the Royal in Donnybrook, who did a great job. But again, you're going in to look after them. And when you're looking after someone, like I've spoken about this many times, like there's a lot of people out there who go through it looking after your parents at a certain stage. And unfortunately, you let yourself go. So I was coming home, I was overeating, I was unhappy. I had no serotonin in the brain, which is the happy endorphins. I wasn't exercising. And it wasn't until I was doing a talk in a school on nutrition. And afterwards, a parent told me, you know, why is he giving a talk on nutrition?
Why is a fat guy giving a talk on nutrition? Is that what you're saying? Let's hear it in
English.
And
I thank that person now because that was the catalyst for me.
Hold on a second. I know what you did. You said, okay, I'm going to lose some stones here or some pounds. You lost 3 stone in 18 months or thereabouts, and you did it by dancing.
I did, yeah, that's correct.
What kind of dancing?
I loved dancing when I was younger. I loved Irish dancing. I got into Zumba. And there was a few girlfriends of mine who said, Oliver, I think you could do this, because they knew I liked to spin on the dance floor. And I did it, and I became the only male Zumba patron there, dancing away in Dalkey and Fox Rock and around the south side of Dublin. And I attended all the classes. I went to 8 classes a day. But you know something? I loved it. And I keep going on about exercise and the importance of exercise and loving your exercise. But you have to love it, Dave. If you don't love it, there's going to be problems.
Like, okay, but to get away from the exercise and go back to what we're talking about here, which is the Fuel Food Cookbook. And May Binchy being a fan there, Robert Fisk is there. It's a few others, like the Patrick Holford at the front. These fantastic healthy secret recipes are why I detour to fuel up at select stores whenever I'm in Ireland. So basically, people go to your place to check it all out. Now, what you have here is about 130 recipes of what? What am I eating, for instance? Is this one of the recipes?
Yeah, so like with Workplace Wellbeing Day, I always go on about the importance of breakfast in the mornings. A lot of people are going out with coffee and pastry and they're getting energy stuff.
I'm just coffee and coffee.
So you have an easy organic egg omelette there with some lovely local good bean chorizo from West Cork.
Gorgeous.
And it's so easy to do. It takes 5 to 8 minutes. You're just breaking the eggs, mixing them. You don't have to use a frying pan. Some people don't like frying their eggs, obviously, because of the oil, cholesterol levels. So you can pop it in the oven instead and it still cooks well in 8 minutes. And you can add salmon instead. You can do a veggie option. And then I have one of our signature dishes there is the acado, which has become very popular for us, which is organic boiled chopped eggs mashed together with ripe avocado, and you've got some salt, pepper and chive. And that's a really easy dish for anyone out there in the mornings who feel that they don't have time. It takes 5 to 8 minutes, and you have that before you go. You can bring it to work with you. You can have it on crackers.
Okay, so that's the thing. Like, you even do veggie burgers and fresh vegetables and all that homemade and high protein grain stuff, which is great for kids. All this kind of stuff.
Soups, Okay. Stews, salads, dinners, and at select stores in Dalkey, we make everything fresh that morning. We have the Fuel Food is our kitchen, and we have the delis, and you can come in and we look after you. It's very easy, effective food to keep you energized physically and mentally throughout
the
day.
And what about intolerances and sensitivities with food? And gluten and nuts and milk and people who have problems like picky eaters.
A lot of our customers would have allergies if it's nuts or they're celiac or gluten, obviously would be celiac, dairy. And what we do at select stores is obviously with each dish that we put out in the deli, there's a description so you know exactly what the ingredients are. So what I did was with the book, as you may know in hospitality now, to adhere to EU regulations, there is allergens have to be presented in menus. So I said to myself, why can't this be done with a cookbook? And so I've mentioned all 14 known allergens that adheres to EU regulations. And you know something, that's where it's getting most positive feedback with people, because it makes those recipes very honest and trustworthy. Yeah. And you're looking after the individual.
Well, then one of the things you'd like to promote, I presume, for next Friday, and is it called Wellbeing Day, is that it?
Workplace Wellbeing Day.
Workplace Wellbeing Day, okay. It is very possible, more than possible, to, in a short space of time and very easily done, to satisfy hunger with healthy foods.
Yeah, so two foods that are really important for breakfast is very important in the mornings to create time to sit down and prepare the ingredients cook them. And a lovely thing to start in the mornings with is some apple cider vinegar with warm water, just to promote the digestive system to get the juices flowing. And then I always love eggs or oats. I think they're two really good foods to have for breakfast in the morning. You're eating your omelette there, yeah, you've got the avocado.
It's nearly finished, by the way.
They have really important fat proteins called phospholipids to keep you energized mentally throughout the day. The others would be oats, which obviously porridge would be very important with some fresh fruit and some natural yogurt. You can also do a gluten-free granola. You don't have to, you can get gluten-free oats, and you can mix it with coconut oil, some dried fruit, seeds, nuts, and pop it in the oven on 170 for 40 minutes. And that makes a lovely gluten-free granola, which you can snack on for breakfast or for lunch. Bring it to work with you. Another gorgeous porridge, especially coming into spring and summer, is doing a Bircher muesli. Have you heard of a Bircher muesli?
I have not.
And it's simply wetting. It's another version of it is overnight oats. You have it there in front of you. It's the tall...
Right,
yeah, okay, with the fruit on top.
Jeez, if I ate all this though in the morning, I'd spend most of my time.
Well, no, you don't have to eat all of it now. But the Bircher muesli you soak overnight in fresh apple juice, juice your own apple juice, some cinnamon, natural yogurt, lemon juice, and you keep it in the fridge overnight, and then you top it with flaxseed or chia seed and some fresh fruit. And flaxseed and chia seed are very important, again, for the brain function, omega-3 fatty acids.
So it's no use stressing out, as you say, here, over complex recipes and ingredients, food that doesn't cost the earth. This is what it's like. Yeah. Healthy eating.
Yeah, I'm in the shop. All the recipes are on a budget. I use a lot of the same ingredients. I heard from a lot of people that some cookbooks can be very extortionate. Dinner costing 60 euros, and I'm not going to make that again. And it's shelved. And then I heard from people, oh, I only get one recipe out of that book. And I was like, well, if you're buying a book and it's 130 recipes, all the recipes should be working, and then you should be using all of them. They should all be easy and effective.
I want to talk about next Friday again. Are there many companies besides, like what you're doing here, like not just to do with food, because it's well-being, are there many companies actually promoting well-being in the workplace? And I presume we're talking about the public and private sector here.
Yeah, if you go on to NHF Ireland, you get a good cross-section of the companies that are on board. Obviously, a lot of the bigger companies with bigger budgets would be doing like weekend affairs. Last year, I did a two-day event with Google. Down in Kildare at a hotel, and they laid on Tai Chi classes, they laid on Zumba, even yoga classes, and I came in to do a cooking demo on breakfast. So they would have a big budget. A lot of the big websites in Ireland would have big budgets like that. But as I said, with people on a smaller budget, you know, even coming in, just making breakfast for the staff, sitting down, taking time out, a half an hour, to do, let's say, the avocado there from the book, or swapping recipes, going to attend a class, bringing someone out for lunch would be a lovely thing. It's on a Friday, so you can take the afternoon off.
And I think, isn't there a lunchtime mile as well, or something? A cycle or a jog or a run or a walk?
That's exactly, yeah. At lunchtime, if it's 12 or 1 o'clock, they have an initiative called Lunchtime Mile, and that's up to yourselves to get out and just go for a walk or a run or a jog in the local area. And breed and live.
And I presume the results are all about everything from staff morale improving to increased productivity and the usual kind of stuff that really should be better.
And motivation and self-esteem and looking after each other. And there's also a care as well, that you're looking after your employees on a healthy aspect. And you know something, Dave, like, you have to remember, like, I've been through it myself, there's a lot of people out there, and we're working and performing the hardest we've ever worked. And when you come into a business, like, a lot of people are getting away from their lives when they go into a workplace, so it's nice that the business owner is looking after them. You just don't know what's going on in people's lives, life circumstances, bereavements, divorce, kids. And that's why it's so important for people to be looking after themselves, because the other side to it is you have to perform. We're working as hard as ever, and you have to perform at work, and that's it. If your name is at the bottom of the list, you're going to be out of there. Mm-hmm. Do you know that way? That's mm-hmm. That's the negative side to it. And that's why these kind of days are here to promote health and well-being.
Okay, so Workplace Wellbeing Day, or Wellbeing Workplace
Friday,
Day.
Friday, April 8th.
As in next Friday is what it
and
is.
Can I just say, if people...
You'll be very busy.
Yeah, and if people are looking for some easy recipes and ideas, they can, which are free, you can go on to selectstores.ie or olivermccabe.ie, and there's a lot of information on there to...
All right, it's all there. All right,
promote.
Listen, good man, Oliver. Thank you very much indeed for dropping in, and good luck next Friday, as I say. It'll be a 24-hour day for you. Good man.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. We'll be right back.